Gracious God, when your people had a difficult time sensing your presence, you sent to us your incarnate word, Jesus the Christ. May your word spoken through the words of Jesus and enlivened by your Holy Spirit speak truth, light, and life to us this day. Amen. Our particular bank, Wells Fargo, has been in the news recently. Unfortunately, the news about Wells Fargo has not been good news. About a week ago or so, it was revealed that some of Wells Fargo's employees were opening sham accounts and credit cards for customers without their customers' knowledge, and then collecting fees from these accounts. In the end, unchecked incentives were blamed for the employees opening additional unauthorized customer accounts. Over the years, according to its executives, Wells Fargo built an incentive compensation program that made it possible for its employees to pursue underhanded sales practices. Once all of this came to light, 5,300 employees lost their jobs over the scandal, and Wells Fargo is to pay $185 million in penance for its actions. This includes a $100 million fine from the Consumer Financial Protector leveraged by the Bureau. Not only is the bank being fined, it is also, good news for us, changing its policies. As of January 1st, 2017, retail bankers will no longer have to open a certain number of new accounts to meet goals set by their supervisors. This is one of many stories from our time which remind us that personal gain or making wealth by dishonest means is not isolated to the main character in today's parable told by Jesus. Applying one's sense to create scams and clever shams is driven by monetary sense, C-E-N-T-S. So it is that the love of money can cause one to completely lose their ethical sense, S-E-N-S-E. It's kind of summed up in a song written by the rhythm and blues group, the OJs, titled, For the Love of Money. Many of you will recognize the beginning phrase, money, 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 money. If you listen to it on YouTube, you I think you will realize you've heard it somewhere along the line. The lyrics you may not remember if you remember the tune. Some of the lyrics go like this. For the love of money, people will steal from their mother. For the love of money, people will rob their own brother. For the love of money, people will lie, Lord, they will cheat. For the love of money, people don't care who they hurt or beat. Call it lean, mean, green, almighty dollar. I know money is the root of all evil. Money can drive some people out of their minds. Don't let money rule you. Don't let money fool you. Don't let money change you. It will keep on changing up your mind. So it is that sense, C-E-N-T-S, can mess with our sense, S-E-N-S-E. While there are some things about today's parable that don't seem to make sense to us, one clear message from it is that Jesus is challenging us to be as creative in doing good as others are in scheming and scamming, because we are children of light. We belong to God. Jesus reminds us that those who are dishonest in a very little end up being dishonest in much. Somewhere down the line, the Wells Fargo scandal began with one employee seeing an opportunity for dishonest gain. And look at what it resulted in. 5,299 employees and a world of hurt later, that little bit of dishonesty grew exponentially. So it is that one person's dishonesty gets bound up with another's. That's what happened in today's parable when the dishonest manager cut deals with his employer's debtors. He drew them into the circle of his own dishonesty, creating an obligation by which he would benefit in the near future when he would be unemployed and need a place to sleep and eat. Jesus also reminds us that whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. A few years ago, one person had the idea of members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America coming together to live out the meaning of God's work, our hands, in a day of service in which ELCA congregations throughout the country would serve the communities in which they are located. For us here at Grace, this meant that 62 of us showed up in Avery Park last Sunday following worship to clean and renew Avery House, which houses educational programs teaching our children how to love and live with nature. Others assembled lunch sacks that are distributed from our office for those who need our assistance and a little bit of food. Each one of us who participated in last Sunday's day of service did a little job of some sort. One vacuumed cobwebs, another cut out letters, another weeded, another sanded, another painted, another purchased food items, another cleaning supplies, and on, everyone's small act of faithfulness accomplished much and resulted in great faithfulness. And we were just one of many congregations throughout the ELCA that did a little bit of service which resulted in great things. Service in the ELCA and the church throughout the world is not isolated to this one day. Yet, this one day is reflective of small acts of service which take place every day in our church for the good of others. Our sense of who we are as children of light, as people of God, as the church in the world, cannot be bribed or bought with money. It arises out of God's graciousness to us, which calls us from dishonesty to honesty. It arises out of God's mercy, which brings us back to our senses, back to our right mind when we are wrong-minded. It arises out of God's insistence that people matter more than profit, that people are not property to be bought and sold, but are beloved daughters and sons with equal dignity, status, and worth. God's abundant graciousness does not always make sense to us. Sometimes it even makes us mad, like the older brother in the story of the prodigal son, and those who labored all day in the parable of the vineyard in Matthew 20 and were paid the same as those who worked only an hour. Yes, the lavishness of grace is sometimes senseless to our rational minds, yet it always calls us to the sense of who we truly are, created in the image of a gracious, loving God. It reminds us of what God has done for us and calls us to the sense of what it is that we are meant to do. It calls us to use the best of our senses, the best of our creativity, the best of our intellect in the service of God and the service of others. It challenges us to surpass dishonesty with honesty, to overcome evil with good. It calls upon us to use our good sense in order not to be corrupted by monetary sense. So this day, as we celebrate and give thanks that we have been brought into the light to draw others to God's life-giving light and life, we do give thanks. Amen.